If you're a Google-using educator or a Microsoft-using educator, you might not realize the scope of all of the resources that both Google and Microsoft make available to teachers. And there's some really, really good stuff out there. I'm talking about the Google for Education Training Center and the Microsoft Educator Center. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what you can find there. There's some really, really impressive things in this episode. Episode 186 starts now.
I'm Amber Harper from the Burned In Teacher Podcast and a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. So we all probably know, whether we use Google tools or Microsoft tools in our schools, that there are support pages available for all of the tools. You can go and they'll talk about frequently asked questions, and there can be some helpful stuff there, but a lot of it is sort of the nuts and bolts on how to use their products, right? There are a couple of really, really good resources that go way beyond that specifically for educators. Because sometimes those support pages, they don't really serve us in the education community. And so both Google and Microsoft have you covered when it comes to that. This episode is part of a five-part series I'm doing called Awesome Teacher Summer. Because we know that summer is definitely a good time to disconnect, to recharge, and to kind of get all ready to go for a new school year. And whenever we're done with that recharging, sometimes we look at our time during the summer and we think, oh my goodness, I finally got the time to learn how to use that one tool. I finally got that time to explore that one teaching strategy, and we want to take some time to do all of that. So I want to share a whole bunch of resources that you can dive into, lots of things you can go check out so that you can pick maybe the one or two that really fit for you. And so I wanted to start with the Google for Education Training Center. And so if you're a Google-using teacher, this is definitely something that you can go check out to level up your Google skills. And so if you go to teachercenter.withgoogle.com, you can find this, and there's all sorts of stuff that you can look at and learn from. Like there's the Getting Started with Google Education. There are lots of training videos that you get in your inbox each week, so you can register for that. You can get training for your Google certifications, Google Certified Educator Level 1 and Google Certified Educator Level 2. And so they've got free training there. If you're interested in doing Google certifications, really the only thing that you might have to sink money into is just the test. And your school may even cover the cost of the test. And so there are some training materials right here on the Educator Center that you can take a look at. There's also first day of Google Slides, first day of Google Docs, first day of Classroom, first day of Forms. Basically, with all of these are innovative, easy ways to get started with these tools in the classroom. And then you've also got devices training. And then there's the Certified Trainer course, too. If you've ever been interested in becoming a Google Certified Trainer, to be able to deliver training sessions at your school district or maybe beyond, then there is a training module right here that you can check out. And so this is all available at the Google for Education Training Center, which you can find at teachercenter.withgoogle.com. So definitely check that out. Now, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Microsoft Educator Center, too. If you use Microsoft tools, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Even if you don't use Microsoft tools, this is really impressive because the Microsoft Educator Center has all of these courses that you can take on a wide variety of topics that aren't just about Microsoft tools. And so, you know, you start to scroll down through these and you start to see some really cool stuff. There's some things on accessibility so you can meet the needs of all of your learners. There's Beyond the Basics with Flipgrid, because Flipgrid is a Microsoft product. You can get some training on that. Building Blocks of Code, that one has to do with Minecraft. There's stuff on literacy. There's stuff on computational thinking, collaborative learning environments. There's, there's just all sorts of stuff. Digital citizenship, digital storytelling. And so if you go down through all of these titles, you can certainly find something that really fits for you. Also, if you happen to be a Google using teacher and you go down through these, a lot of these will cross over to some of the Google tools that you use. But what's nice about all of these courses in the Microsoft Educator Center is that you can get badges for completing them too. So just another way to be able to show your skills. And then these badges, you can also, you add them to your profile in the Microsoft Educator Center, and you can continue to add points. And it's just another way to show your proficiency and your skills as an educator. Now, in addition to that, there are a couple of other resources I thought I would mention to you. For instance, Google has this Teach From Home resource. It says, giving teachers and families the tools and tips they need to help keep students learning. And this is something that they put up in light of the, of all of the school closures and the pandemic and everything. And so you can find lots of resources for teachers, for schools, even for families. There's some guidance for parents that they can use at home. So lots of really good stuff out there in the Microsoft Educator Center, as well as the Google for Education Training Center. Now, if you want to find out more about those and about any of the other stuff related to this whole series I'm doing called Awesome Teacher Summer, that's about lots of these things you can do over the summer, you can head to my website at ditchthattextbook.com/summer-pd. Again, that's ditchthattextbook.com/summer-pd. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.